Yud Beis Adar, Tuesday the 6th of March, Rabbi Yechiel Levenberg, Mishloach Monas.
We all know there's a mitzvah on Purim to give Mishloach Monas. It's not often thought about, but it's quite a complex subject. The fact that we're mechuyach to do it in the Purush Pasuk, Mishloach Monos Ish L'Re'eil. In the Megillah it says that one of the things they took upon themselves was the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos. It's a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. It doesn't say Chumash, it says in Ksuvim and Megillah Sesta. And the basic halacha is you have to give two gifts, Mishloach Monos in the plural, Ish L'Re'eil, to one person. So you need two gifts to one person. The Mishloach Monos in Tofresh Tzadik Hei Sif Dalet says, V'chol amarba l'shloach l'reim harezeh meshubach. So really, we only have to give two gifts to one person, but the Mishloach Monos says, the more the merrier. If we send gifts to more people, it's better. Reza Meshubach. The reason behind this mitzvah is disputed. There's an argument as to what's the reason, the underlying reason behind the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos. The Trumas Hadeshen, one of Rishayim, Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, says the ultimate reason was that all the families, everyone, should have all the tzorche suda on Purim, the revach, the shefa, to have it in abundance, and everyone should be able to enjoy the suda properly. So by having a mitzvah to give food presents, and the mitzvah is really, we'll soon see, only to actually to give food, and the Mishnah Berurah Paskens has to be ready-made food, it's already cooked, it's prepared to eat. So therefore, everyone will have what they need for the Suda. That's what the Trumas Hadeshen says. But then he adds, so if so, what about people who have all the food they need? They're not short of anything. So why do we give to them? And there, the Trumas Hadeshen says, because we don't really know who needs. There are people who live as if they have everything in the world, and actually they don't have, for short. And they're embarrassed to ask. And therefore the rule is, as he quotes it, that Kedei Shelei Levayesh Mi She'eino. Not to embarrass people who don't have. And we don't always know who has and who doesn't have. People live beyond their means, or even if they have no means, and you can't always tell. And there's people embarrassed to ask, people who don't have who are embarrassed to ask, therefore they made a takana that you give everyone. There's no differentiation between anyone's perceived financial status as to who we give and who we give. That is the reason that the Trumas Hadeshen gives. The other shitta is from the Monos HaLevi. Now the Monos HaLevi is the commentary on Megillas Esther written by Rav Shlomo Kabetz. Now Rav Shlomo Kabetz was one of the Mekubalim in Tzfas, and we all know him from this famous tefillah that we all say every Friday night, L'cha Doidi. He was the one who wrote L'cha Doidi, which is a late invention that wasn't part of the tefillah till that time. And therefore, of course, when it was originally incorporated in the davening in Frankfurt, they didn't allow it in because it was a new invention. It was something new. It was something that wasn't in the tefillahs for the hundreds of years that the Kehillah was there before. Therefore, they used to say it. My late father-in-law, Zechariah Nevorach, used to tell me, they used to say it outside in the hall. They used to say the chodoyim, and then they would come in to daven ma'ariv. But eventually it became part of Klal Yisrael, but even in most places in Klal Yisrael, they don't say it from the omer, they say it from the bima. And the reason being, because it wasn't part of the original, to differentiate that it wasn't part of the normal tefillah. Or most yeshivas, in the mir they didn't say it in public at all, but in most yeshivas they said it from the bima, not from the omer. And the reason is because it was later incorporated by the Mekubal. Fine. But this Mekubal, what?
How many years ago was that?
The time of the Bais Yosef, around 400 years ago. Right. Now, the Monetz HaLevi, this was a very brilliant commentary on Megillas Esther, when when he talks about Shalach Monetz at the end of the Megillah, he says the reason is differently. The reason is Laharbais Ava v'reyos b'klal Yisrael. Heipach divrei haman she'oma yeshna anechad mefuzer mefurad b'ina'am. Let me explain you what he says. The Maggid HaLevi tells us that Haman's complaint to Ahasuerus that these people, you know, was arguing between themselves, they're so divisive. This one doesn't hold it. This one and this one wouldn't down in that shul, and that one down the other shul. And everyone always busy fighting with each other. Amechot mefuzo mefoirot bein amen. Therefore, to spread out all over, there's no unity among them. In order to contrast with that, in order to be able to show that we're not like that, they made a specific takonah to rectify that. And that was Mishloach Mach. That shows friendship, love, togetherness, unity, and because of that, the mitzvah of Shalach Monas was enacted. That is what, so that the Trumas Hadeshen, we have to remember, says the reason is that everyone should have Tzor Chetzuda, and the Monas HaLevi says it's to create friendship, harmony amongst clans. That's the argument that the Kadmoinen have. There's various differences between the two reasons. Nafkaminas lahalacha. It's not just a theological argument, it's a practical argument. And that is like this. There's a famous tshuva in the Ksav Sefer, the very last tshuva that he has in Or HaChaim, son of the Sam Sefer. And he says like this. Someone asks him there about sending Shalach Monas to an oven. It's not halacha, not so commonly known. If someone is an avelus for his parents, a father, a mother, so the avelus is 12 months. So during that 12 months, there's an issa of she'ilas sholoi. You don't especially go over and greet them, say hello. They're subdued. They lost a parent. So the halacha is, part of the halachas of she'ilas sholoi is, don't send gifts to them. You don't send presents. And Shalach Monas is included. Therefore, you mustn't really send to an oval Shalach Monas. There is ways out. You can send to his wife, you can send to his family, but for the oval himself, you don't send. The Ksav Sefer was asked, what happens if you send for the oval? Someone sent for the oval. Not everyone realizes he is an oval. Not everyone knows halacha that you don't send to an oval. And an oval got it. And he felt bad about it. And he said, I'm not going to accept it. I don't want this guy to fall in. So the Ksav Sefer there talks about what happens if you send someone Shalach Monas and he doesn't accept it. What? Are you Yotze the Mitzvah? The oval sent it back because he didn't want to accept it because he knew it was wrong. Now I must tell you that it's not really the Halacha L'Maisen, that is, the oval could accept it. Because really the guy shouldn't have done it. But once he's done it, it's done. He's been over. He's over the Yisuf Shida Sholem to an oval. But once he's been over, you're not going to rectify it by not accepting it. He's already done it. So he could have really accepted it. But in actual fact, he didn't accept it. No. Once he didn't accept it, is this guy a Yoitza, his Shalach Monas, or does he have to send to someone else? That was what the whole tshuva of the Ksav Sefer goes on. It's quite a long tshuva. And one of the things he says, it's dependent what the reason is, because there's a machlokes. The Truma Sadeshin says if it's for Tzorkei Suda, that everyone should have all the provisions they need for eating the Suda. So if a guy refuses, he didn't accept it, you can't say he's Yotza the Mitzvah, because he ends up with nothing. He hasn't got anything for the Suda. So obviously you're not Yotza if he doesn't accept it according to Truma Sadeshin. However, he says, according to the Manas HaLevi, who says that the Rishon HaKavitz, who says that the reason is to show Ahava V'Achva, to show unity, to show friendship. He says, it's the gesture that matters. It doesn't matter if you accept it or not. It's the thought behind it. It's the fact that he wanted to send it to him. And that created the Ahava V'Achva, so it makes no difference if you accept it or not. Therefore, you are Yoitza according to the Manas HaLevi. This is what the Ksav Sefer says. But the Ksav Sefer himself says, since there's a machlokes between the Truma Sadeshin and the Manas HaLevi, therefore you should be machmer for both, and in a case like this, you should really send someone else as well. So basically he says there is no hachra. This is the difference between the two shittas, but since we're not machria like one reason or the other reason, therefore we accept that you have to do both things. It means you have to have both the Ahava V'Achva plus the provision for the Suda. Therefore, only if it has those two provisos are we Yotz. I must tell you that the Bach in Shulchan Aruch is quite clear that he holds that, like the Manas HaLevi, not like the Truma Sadeshin. The Truma Sadeshin is backed up, I must say, by the Lavosh, who clearly says it's in order that everyone should have plenty for the Suda. But the Manas HaLevi is backed up by the Bach, because the Bach in Tofresh Tzadik Hei discusses a Gemara. And I want to go through with it because it's important. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara is the Zion on the Bez and Megillah. And the Gemara says that there were two brothers, and Abaya ba'oven v'Rav Chiya ba'oven. Umechlefi sudosi lahadodi. Abaya ba'oven and Rav Chiya ba'oven, these two brothers, swapped their meals. So Rashi says, Ze oichelin ze bepurim shalshanazu, ubashniya sayed chaveiro imai. Now let me explain you what this Gemara says. It's only one line in Gemara, but it's very controversial as to what is pshat in this Gemara. It's obvious they were poor. They didn't have enough for both the meal and Mashalach Monas. But each one had their meal, but they didn't have anything extra to give Mashalach Monas besides the meal. So what they did was, they swapped meals. So one sent now, the Ram learns, one sent their meal to this brother, and the brother consequently sent it to him. Each one ate the other one's meal, and therefore, each one was Yotze Shalach Manas by sending the meal to the other gentleman, and this one sent the meal to him. Therefore, they were Yotze the Shalach Manas, and then each one ate the other one's meal, and fine, so they were Yotze the Suda plus Shalach Manas. This is the way the Ram learns. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi is a puzzling pshat. Rashi says, what they did was, Zeh oichelim zeh bepurim shalshana zu. So in Tovshin Mayim Beis, this year they would eat this guy's meal, and one of them would send to the other one. And next year, the other brother would send to him, and they would eat there. Assuming that their financial situation didn't improve over the year. So next year they needed a seat as well. So one year they ate by one brother, the second year by the other brother, and that way they were Yotze.
But this year he wasn't
Yotze. Oh, so Mr. Grossmas is asking a question which the Beis Yosef proceeded to ask before him. A few hundred years ago. Right? And the Beis Yosef asked this question, Tofrei Tzadik. He said, I can't understand this, Rashi. Because what happened this year? How are they Yotze? One brother sent to the other brother did, they're going to wait till next year. Now next year, It's a little parsha. This is how the yotze. It's a question what the Bais Yosef means to us. Does he mean that they're both not yotze? One's not yotze. It's clearly there's only one gentleman sending this brother, and how can they both be yotze in the midst of Shas? What is this year? If there's only one person transferring and one person letting someone eat by him, which isn't the Shas, one's not sent to anything. So what's going on here? How can you possibly be yotze? Comes along the Bach. And the Bach says a very interesting thing to answer what Rashi is saying. And not only that, he says he prefers Rashi's pshat to the Ran. The Ran is so simple. Each one sent the other one and then they ate. So there's no problem. He says no. The Bach says, let me read it to you. Tiretz HaBach, Kavonas Rashi, the key van de matam shal mishalach manasukadiya sameach v'sosim oyav avareyav. The purpose of shalach manas is to create love between the people in order they should have between them avach v'avareyos. So therefore he says, if one were to eat with his friend and they besimcha v'tuv leivav together, there's no need for shalach manas. They're already mochet, they're very happy, they're together. So by joining together in the Suda, they're both potter from Shalach Machas. A big chiddush, which the Bach says, but it's clear from him, all right, and he says he's sure that that's Pshat and Rashi, and he's sure that that Rashi's Pshat's better than the Ran. He's so convinced that if the object is in order to create Avavach, but you can't have the Avavach, but they're joining together to the meal, therefore there's no need for Shalach Machas. Of course, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring this la'alocha, that you can be yotzer, you don't need shalach manas if you join the meal with someone else, but that's what the Bach said. But one thing is clear from the Bach. One thing is for sure, what?
Nobody needs to sell.
Yeah, not everyone needs from someone else.
Yeah, but I mean the two brothers.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to send anything.
He doesn't need to send anything, that's what the Bach does. But one thing is clear from the Bach, that in his mind, that he definitely learned the Manas Aleh. The object of Shalach Manas is to create unity, and if the unity is there, he says he even don't have to send Shalach Manas. A big chiddush, but at least we see how we learn. Let's just move on to the other differences. The Mishnah Berurah talks about people who send gifts and don't send food. They send Shalach Manas, and there's various riyas the Ramos sent. The safer to someone, was he trying to be yotze shalach manas? He said he writes it, he's sending it to shalach manas. Does he really mean that? So the Mishnah Berurah says no, it's got to be food and ready to eat food. And you can't be yotze with money, even though money could buy food. You can purchase the food with it. But no, it's got to have food and only food that's ready, and you can't even send money. So if you send someone shalach manas in an envelope, you're not yotze. Because it's just money. Now, l'chayra, that's totally in the machoikis. If it's to prepare for the meal, all right, so the meal, you can't use the money for the meal, you have to go buy, and it's already, it's not ready, and this. If the idea is avavach, if you get a nice check in the envelope, which causes quite a nice feeling, and you enjoy the avavach, the reyes will be there. So obviously, l'chayra, this should be totally in the machoikis. And therefore, since the Sefer Paskens that you have to be machna like both shittas, therefore it doesn't suffice. Therefore, you should only send food, and that's the way the Mishnah Berurah Paskens. That's the second difference that we mentioned. The other difference is very prevalent today. Well, Baruch Hashem, we all have friends and family in different places, and we send it, and we wanted to get there for Purim. So we call up our agent in Israel or in America, wherever we have, and you say, you call a shop or an agency, and you tell them to send shalach manas. Now that obviously is prepared before. They're going to prepare the shalach manas, they're going to order it before, they're going to check my credit rating with down Broad Street, you know, they're going to find out if my credit card's good. Now they have to get it ready, and then they send the shalach manas. Now all that is done before Purim, but it actually arrives on Purim. They deliver it on Purim. Is that good enough? Now this shayla is already brought in the Be'eitim. If it's sent before Purim and it reaches its destination on Purim. And that's a Suffolk, he brings the Yeshayim, then it's alright, and the Yeshayim, then it's not alright. The Behetiv and Tofrei Tzadik, hey. And obviously, it's again dependent on this. If it's for Tzorchei Suda, it arrives before the Suda, and therefore there's no problems, because I'm Purim before the Suda, the guy will have his Shalach Malis, so what's the difference if I sent it a week before? But if the reason is Avav Achva V'Sholem Bereyes, that has to be created on Purim. And that's the poskim say. It's no good to be friendly with them a week before Purim, because the gesture was made prior to Purim. So since on Purim the gesture was made, therefore, according to the Manas HaLevi, even though later he'll be happy in receiving it, but that's not what it means. It means the mitzvah Meshach Manas, which is incumbent upon him to do on Purim, the gesture has to be made on Purim and not before Purim. Therefore, according to Manas HaLevi, he wouldn't be Yaitza. And therefore, that's the two days dependent on this Machlokes as well. There's one more difference, and this is important. And that is, often we prepare Shalach Manas, we put a little card and say who it's from. What happens if we forget and the card didn't go in? And a guy receives Shalach Manas, we don't know where it came from. He looks, he opens, he turns the box around, the front, back, nothing. So he doesn't know who it came from. It's a little bit less embarrassing than if you leave someone else's card. It's a recycled Shalach Manas. But there's a back. Right? Now, if someone receives an anonymous Shalach Manas, what's the thing? So, the gentleman forgot to put the card in, I received Shalach Manas, I don't know who it's from. Or, very often you send one of the children, you send someone to bring the Shalach Manas, and the guy wasn't in. So he leaves it outside the door, and this, comes home, doesn't know who it's from. I thought the guy would be there, I didn't put a card in, I thought you'd see who it's from. So what happens then? Again, it's totally the same machlokes. Because if it's to create Avav Achva Shomrei, it can only happen if you know the recipient knows who sent it. So he knows to appreciate it, and it causes the friendship to be there. However, if he doesn't know who it's from, it doesn't help. But if the union is for Tzorcha Suda, so before the Suda, the guy's going to come home, and he'll have the Shalach Manas. So then it doesn't matter who it came from. It's not relevant. And therefore, the person who sent it is Yotz. That's the same machlokes. All of them are dependent upon the underlying reason for the mitzvah. Now, let me just tell you that the Manas HaLevi, when he explains Shalach Manas, notes that there's a difference in the wording. There's Mishloach Manas, and he uses the word Manas, or Matonais Levyayim. And he says, why is there a different turn of phrase? Mishloach Monais is presence, and Matonais Lev Yainim, it's also presence. So why is one called Matonais, one Monais? So he says there's a big difference. If you give it to a poor man, a donation, I give him Matonais Lev Yainim, I give him charity, I'm not going to get anything back. This honor is not going to reciprocate. He hasn't got what to give, that's why he's taking the money. If I send Shalach Monais, the odds are I'll get it back. He'll say, I send him, he'll send me. He'll say, reciprocate, he'll send me something. And therefore, one is called Monos, he says, and one is called Matonos. Matonos is when you give it and you won't get anything back, and Monos is hopefully you'll get something back. But it's interesting because there's a famous kasha that they all ask that. How can you? It's a din of Seinu Matanas Yechia. You really shouldn't take presents. So how could you take Shalach Manas? And this question, it's already asked by the Kadmonim, and he said that there's a famous teretz from the old Ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes, said. Seinu Matanas Yechi is to accept gifts from someone else. He says, by Shalach Manas, you don't accept gifts, because you send back. And since you usually send back, Therefore, it's not called a matana. Matana is like the Manas Alevi says, only if you receive some and you don't pay back. But if you send, if you take and then you send him back, so I didn't accept the gitman. I took shalachmanas and I sent him back shalachmanas. So everything is even. So therefore, it's not called Saina Matana Sikha. That's the famous Imre Ellis. These are the answers. I'm not going to go into it. But one thing is clear, that the normal procedure is you receive, you send again. Is this obligatory to send or not? Now, we assume that it's not. It's not obligatory. It's menschlich type, it's common sense. That's what you normally do. But there's a question, there's a massive question which Rav Shlomo Kluger raises, that perhaps you mechuyev to do. And it's based on a halacha, which is actually a Mishnah Baba Basra, and it's a whole siman of Shulchan Aruch, siman Samach in Eben Ezer, and that was this concept of Shushvinus. Shushvinus is a halachic concept, which was very prevalent in the time of the Gemara. And we'll tell you the historical background to it, and then we'll understand what it all means. What was like this? People had to make a wedding. They didn't all of a sudden have this capital. They didn't have a bank to go to borrow money from. So what do? You want to make a wedding. All of a sudden there's a large expenditure, and people didn't have. So what they did was, they took their friends, and each one used to chip in and go to the wedding, and bring and give, and everything was sending food, and they go to the hall, or whatever. Everyone chipped in to make this wedding. And the arrangement was that everyone chipped in for each other. And therefore, when the next one got married, they all chipped in for him. And that was understood. It was like a club where everyone gave towards everyone else's wedding, and then you have to reciprocate. Now what happened? If a guy went to everyone's wedding, and then when he gets married, they all say, listen, we're not giving him anything. So he says, but I gave to everyone else. Does he have a claim or not? In Shulchan Aruch it says, and this comes from the Mishnah, there's a claim of Shushvinus. I gave all along on the basis that when I get married, I will get. So all those people who I gave to owe me something. It's not just that there's a question of menschlichkeit that they should pay me back. I only gave it on the basis it was like a club. I pay in for him and then he pays when I get married. So therefore, when I get married, and if they say they don't want to pay, I can take them to Besdin and say, I paid for Reuven, Shimon, Levi's wedding, I want them now to pay for my wedding. And Halacha Shulchan Aruch says, you can do that and claim it, and Besdin will award it to you. Except, this said the Torah, all through the Torah, everyone brings it down, it's a Mishnah, it's a dispute, there's no doubt. But the Bais Yosef and Siman Samach, the Shulchan Aruch himself, says that today we don't have this procedure, that's not the way we make weddings, and therefore he doesn't want to stand on these halachas. It's one of the shortest simonim in Shulchan Aruch, he says, because it's einai noyeg b'zman hazeh, because if the clubs still happened and this procedure was still there, the halacha would be there. But, in actual fact, it's not prevalent today that people do it, therefore, I don't want it to expand on it. It's a short sermon. No, there is such a thing, but we don't do it. That's the sense. Comes Rav Shlomo Kluger and he says, but by Shalach Malas that should apply. Because everyone who gives expects to get back. So therefore, could you claim, I sent him a beautiful Shalach Malas, he didn't respond. He didn't get any back from it. Can I take him to Besdin and claim? Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Shachalor. Sefer Chaim, you can look it up. So he says no. And he said that the differences might be quite clear. There, it was a major expenditure. They chipped in for the weddings. They had 5 friends, 6 friends, 10 friends. And they paid each one then 10% of the wedding. So therefore, it was quite a large sum. And therefore, he only gave it on the basis that ultimately, when it's relevant to him, he'll get it back. He says, Shalach Malas, which is usually an insignificant to the major expenses that we have, and otherwise, therefore, it doesn't actually apply. Therefore, you can't say, Had I known that Reuven's not going to send me back Shalach Malas, I wouldn't have sent it. That's not the problem. Secondly, there's one more thing, and with this we finish, is that here, you don't have by Shalach Malas, I've got to send. And since I've got to send, I can't say, had I known he wouldn't send back, he wouldn't send me back. He wouldn't send me back, I wouldn't have sent him. It's not because I have to do the mitzvah anyways. And therefore, Masha'in came by Safloinus, I'm not mechuyif to send them. However, others argue, no, what do you mean you're not going to send? But I could have found someone that will send me back. So I didn't need to send to him, who doesn't send me back. So I'd rather send it to someone who will reciprocate than to send to him. And therefore, maybe Safloinus would have. But he says, at the end, the Flame of says, there is no halachic obligation to give back Shalach Monas, but obviously that's the, as the Monas Alevi and the old Gera Rebbe said, that's what normal, sensible, menschliche people do.